Wait. I know you. You're IT. You work in IT. You're new. You've only been here, what, a week? What the hell did you do to get put in time out? Time out. This is corporate time out for troublesome little drones. I swear I'm not crazy. A little crazy. Fun crazy. And I am not making a good impression. Sorry, I'm a little under-caffeinated. All part of time out. No tea, no coffee, no Coke. Coca-Cola, not Coke. Not that there is Coke. I mean, nothing. Well, nothing. Don't want to scare you off. You've only been here a week. But you're in time out, so what did you do? Really? Not gonna spill? Okay. It's because I haven't introduced myself. I've been so rude. Please blame the severe lack of caffeine in my system. I'm a little addicted to tea. Just a little. I have a problem. I have a real problem, and they are punishing me, but I will not break. I will not break because I will not give them the satisfaction. Is pretty bad. I have a 10 cup a day habit. Okay, it's not 10, it's 10 teapots. I told you it was bad. So, time out. This is where they put you when they want to punish you, but you haven't done anything wrong. I mean, you might not have played nice with people, but you haven't done anything that they can actually write you up for. So, time out. Is a massive waste of time, you're right. They are paying us to sit here and think about what we've done. But the joke's on them because I'm not thinking about what I've done. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do next. This is just giving me time to plot, and I am sounding like an absolute crazy person. You don't think I'm crazy? Are you humoring the crazy person? A little bit. I like you. You're fun. So, you were just about to tell me what you did. No, you weren't. What did I do? See, that's not fair. It's not fair that I tell you why I'm here and you don't tell me why you're here. Oh, if I tell you, you'll tell me. See, I can't fight against that logic. That's your IT mind. So, I did nothing wrong. No, I really didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I was being nice. Why do I sense a certain amount of doubt when I said that? I was kind of nice if you blink and maybe turn your head that way and squint. But to be fair, she deserved it. Who? I don't know if I should tell you because you've only been here a week and I don't want to. I don't want to influence you to see her negatively. I mean, I don't know how you could see her anything other than negatively, but I don't really want to do that to you because you've only been here a week. You are still sweet and innocent and untouched. That sounded wrong. That sounded so wrong. But also so right. I mean, this place hasn't... I mean, you have to pick a side, but I don't want to influence you. So, there is a certain person. Okay, it's a check. You're good. IT skills, just keen IT skills. It's like witchcraft to me. I am not good with technology. Good with numbers, not technology. So, there is this chick. And I'm not saying she's a nightmare, because you wake up from nightmares. Nightmares, you know, they don't last forever. She is difficult. Very, very difficult, but she has a lot of friends. Not actual friends, just people she has dirt on. She has blackmail material, and because she does, she gets away with so much, and it's so annoying. It's so infuriating, and oh. She hardly ever works, but she's... She is sneaky. And not sneaky like I'm sneaky. I'm sneaky in a good way, because... I mean... I'm not evil. Not that she's evil. She's so evil. She is... evil. Just... evil. And... we don't really get on. Oh, you got that funny. I was trying to be subtle. It's just, she just riles me up. Oh. And did I mention that I'm uncaffeinated? Yeah, that too. So she is, I'm not saying she's my office nemesis, but she's my office nemesis. And it is my mission to, I'm not quite sure what my mission is, but... see, I'm one of those annoying people who thinks that if you're being paid for a job, you should do your job. I mean, we all sky from time to time. We all automate Excel sheets so we don't have to do all the sums. Oh no, Excel is not IT. Excel is maths, and I love maths. Oh, I could just... oh, don't get me started about math. So that's really not work appropriate. But I'm good at Excel and not good at, you know, your stuff. All of it, you know, printers, computer. Wow, you just went a funny color. Are you all right? Well, when I said print, okay, oh, don't say that word. Okay. I am not the only crazy person in the room. So, I think if you have a job, you should do your job. Doesn't mean you can't have fun. Doesn't mean that you can't relax and chill, but at the end of the day, you should do your job. She doesn't do her job. And by not doing her job, she gives all of this extra work to so many people, and she's just evil. And I like to think of myself as... a superhero. Not really a superhero. That sounds like it involves effort, and I'm not really that coordinated, so I am a rebel. I am a rebel. And she is what I'm rebelling against. I'm not quite sure what she is, but she's evil, and I'm not evil. And I sent her a card. I just sent her a card. I'm in here because I sent her a card. I sent her a get better card. Oh no, she's not ill. I just want her to get better. Just get better. Yeah, so you see, I didn't do anything wrong, but I didn't really play nice. And that's why I'm in timeout. So, that's my story. What's yours? Oh, come on. Oh, come on! Really, you're not going to tell me? Okay, I'll guess. Did someone forget their password? Everyone forgets their password. Okay, that was too easy. Did someone spill Pepsi on their keyboard? No, no one would spill Pepsi on their keyboard. You're right, no one would do that. Who would do that? I don't know what you're talking about. Did someone... Oh, I know. Did someone break the printer? Oh, wow. Okay, so someone broke a printer. They didn't just break the printer, they broke all the printers. How do you break all the printers? You don't want to talk about it. Oh, come on, you've got to. Oh, come on. A reaction like that, you have to tell me. So there's this person, this girl, and she tried to photocopy her ass? No, that would only break one printer. And only if she kind of fell over because she wasn't that coordinated. Not that I know anything about that. So she broke all the printers. Because she fancied the printer repair guy and... Oh no. No. She tried to IT, didn't she? Oh no. You know, she tried to IT. Anytime one of us tries to IT, it never goes well. It never, you know, tries to IT. Tries to fix something. Well, say this person who might have built Pepsi in their keyboard, maybe they thought if they got the heater, they could dry out the keyboard and then the keyboard would be fine. But then the keyboard melted and then she had to hide the evidence and they had to hide the evidence. So, you know, they should never try to IT because IT is, it's witchcraft. So this girl... Not the girl with the keyboard, because that girl doesn't... It was me, okay? It was me. No, I didn't... Not the printers. Oh, you know it wasn't me, because it was... It was Catherine. It was Catherine, wasn't it? She's my nemesis! It's Catherine! Catherine broke all the printers. You're in here because of Catherine. Say no more. She's a nightmare. She's evil. Yes, she is. What kind of person tries to IT and breaks all the printers? An evil one. It was Catherine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say no more. She's a nightmare. Yeah, I really did get it. Oh, you wish you could have seen it. Well, technically... Well, there might have been... a security camera just, you know, pointing at her desk. Not that it's meant to be pointing specifically at her desk, but I might have mentioned it to Scott in security, who is not her biggest fan, and they might have a recording of the incident, and it's hilarious. It's amazing because, oh, she goes such a funny colour. Like, you know when I said the word printer and you went a funny, yeah, that colour. Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can show it to you because, you know, you've only been here a week and I don't really want to sway you against... Wow. That's pretty full on. No, I understand. She broke all the printers. Wait, you just mean on this floor? In the whole building? No! She really tried to IT and she really IT'd you over. Oh, that's bad. Oh, look. Timeout's almost over. It's almost lunchtime. Say, would you perhaps like to have a cup of tea while we watch a really hilarious security video? You would? On one condition. Anything. Oh, the whole Pepsi keyboard thing. That was just that was true. I'm not good at IT. Well, keyboards are IT. See, what I need. What I need is an ally in IT. Someone who can help me in my fight against evil. If only I could find someone to team up with. Someone who's, say, new to the company. Maybe we could talk about it over tea and cake. Illicit cake. Illicit cake. Well, that's why Scott is not a fan, because Catherine got cake banned from the office. I know she eats cake, but no one else can have cake. So there's a very healthy black market in cake. I know. This place is nuts. Welcome to working in corporate hell. And we're free! So, cuppa? Yes, I'll keep it away from the keyboard. You know, for someone who works in IT, you're pretty cute. I mean, obviously appropriate. Kind of cute. So, shall we go?